This is Twit.
So we were just talking prior to the show. You are in the Amazon Echo ecosystem. Does that work?
Oh, yes.
See what we did there? I'm not. I'm in the Google Home world. Jeff, I think you're also in the Google Home world.
I, too, am Google Home, though. I did order.
You ordered the new, the Echo Show, as they announced yesterday? The Echo Show, which is a touch screen device built with Amazon powered underneath. So it does all the things that your standard Echo device has already been able to do with all the kind of recipes and stuff like that work underneath the layer. But skills, there you go. That's the word in this world, in that ecosystem. But also the touchscreen, which allows you to do things like, I don't know, video call, like in the future. What do you think about this, Stacey? We had kind of heard that this was going to happen at some point. Is this an answer to a call that you've had for a while now?
So we did hear this was going to happen. It should be and I should tell everyone who's excited about it. It's June 28th that this will be out. Yes, I already ordered mine. And actually, I tried out the calling function because to me, less so the video calling, but being able to call people from my Echo is actually a really kind of cool thing from my perspective. So just being able to say, and I have my Echo on my desk, and I was trying to think, I was going to call you guys on the air, but but y'all aren't available. So now I'm going to try to call. Echoes.
Right.
Is it only Echo to Echo?
It is for now only to Echo Echo. Now, if you have the Echo app on your phone, I can call you from there, but I may need to already have your phone number in my contacts for it to work.
I don't have it.
There's a lot of experimentation I haven't done because I only got it this morning because I'm on Android. iOS people got it last night.
Surely so, Google will do it in a flash.
Yes, I would think so. They have,
I don't know about that.
Basically what you need is they're just piggybacking on my phone.
Yeah.
They use my phone number. So there's no reason Google shouldn't be able to do it. Anyway, the show itself has the camera. And what it basically, I'm very excited about it. I'm a little concerned because the camera can't be, there's no shutter for the camera. This is my turning off a camera by flipping down the little shutter, privacy shutter. So that's going to always be on. I think that's going to give a lot of people pause, but maybe video calling will be significant enough that they're like, woohoo,
Did they include a shutter slider cover sort of thing in the, what was it?
Look?
Yeah.
They did not. So Amazon's basically making the bet.
Yeah.
Well, so it could be that they're just trying to find the right form factor for everyone. So you can put an Echo in lots of things. I will say that I'm a little there's a company called Nucleus that makes a Echo-based intercom system that you stick on the wall. And basically what Amazon has done here kind of kills the need for that device. So I'm a little
what was the cost of that?
$200 per or $150.
All right. So it's almost.
Yeah, if you buy two, it's like $150 each, I think. But Amazon, the Alexa Venture Fund, was the largest investor in the Nucleus. So yeah. I talked to the CEO, and he'll be on my show tomorrow. But he kind of looked at this as a betrayal of, he looked at it as it's like, yeah, great business decision, big betrayal of the platform right there.
Did you happen to ask him if there was any sort of non-compete clause in their contract at all that would state that because Amazon was funding so much of their product that that there were any rules built into their contract that would prevent such a thing? Because the products mirror each other so closely.
I did not ask him about that. I imagine he wouldn't have signed that, nor would Amazon have signed something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Amazon, who you think would have signed it, but I can't imagine that actually happening in business.
Yeah, you're just buying equity. It could be a clause in any contract.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just can't imagine it making it through the lawyers.
No.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I read some interviews with Frankel, who is the CEO of Nucleus. And this has been a product for 9 months now, right around there, $5.6 million in funding. And he's calling this kind of a wake-up call for Amazon partners to just be like, look, you know, this was our big thing. We had a really great thing going here. And then suddenly you wake up, you hear the rumors, but suddenly you wake up and you realize Amazon's basically just, you know, taking your great idea and ran with it. At the same time, it also seems like the obvious next step for a device like the Amazon Echo. So I don't know. I don't know where to go with that.
So the screen is an obvious thing, because when you have voice, it is horribly inefficient to get a list of things. Like when I ask, you know, the other day I was asking for comic book stores near me, and the Echo was like, started listing them, and I'm like, too much information. It was a stupid request. So that makes sense. It makes sense if you think about video calling, once you think about adding voice calling. Now, we were always kind of like, could that be retrofitted? Apparently it can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's obvious, but it's still kind of like, dang, Jeff Bezos, you're just merciless, which we knew.
Yeah.